The Gift, the first book of Pelennor. Written by Alison Croghan and read by Eloise Oxer. For almost as long as she could remember, Myrad had been imprisoned behind walls. She was a slave in Gilman's cot, and hers was the barest of existences. An endless cycle of drudgery and exhaustion and dull fear. Gilman's cot was a small mountain hamlet beyond the borders of the wide lands of the inner kingdom of Anar. It nestled at the nape of a bleak valley on the eastern side of the mountains of Anovar, where the range split briefly and ran out, like two claws from near the northern end. Its virtue, as far as the Thane Gilman was concerned, was its isolation. Here he could be tyrant of his domain, with nothing to check him. It was a well-defended fortress, though no one came to attack. At the cot's back was the stone cliff of the outwall, the precipice cutting sheer some 1,000 feet from the Landrost, the highest peak in that part of the range. Around the cot were walls of roughly dressed stone, rising to a height of 30 feet from a base of 20 feet wide. They tapered to 4 feet at the top, enough room for 2 men to walk abreast. At the front were stout wooden gates, which 8 men or a wagon could enter with ease. The gates were barred at night and most days, except for hunts, and when the hillmen came in their big wagons to trade goods, salted meat, cheeses and dried apples for swords and arrows and buckets and nails. About 150 souls lived there, the Thane Gilman and his wife, who had been beaten to a shadow after bearing him 12 children, of which 5 still lived, and his henchmen and their women and bastards. The rest were slaves like Myrad, captured in raids in Gilman's youth, or bargained for at the gate, or simply born there. They lived in dormitories, long huts under the shadows of the walls. The buildings were ancient, older even than Gilman guessed. The walls raised in forgotten times by grim northern men to keep out wolves and worse. Under Gilman, the walls were mostly used to keep people in. The small enclosed meadows were tilled and harvested by slave labor. His tables and cloths and cheeses and sour drinks were all made by slaves, and Gilman wanted none running away.